From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right, what is going on here? What? Did somebody come in and redecorate the studio while I was gone? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country, Cassie.
You it's your guys. Birthday.
Well, it is.
Todd.
Wow. I keep forgetting. But you guys keep reminding me it's my birthday. So, wow. Yeah, it is. And wow, thank you for the big balloons back there. That's impressive.
Of course.
And a card, too.
Mr. Todd, we just wanted to tell you that you are a light and a joy, and you share your faith boldly and in truth. And you still make us laugh every single morning over your favorite cup of coffee.
Which I have right now in my Go Team Gandy coffee mug.
Yes,
so
sir.
Thank you, Vicky Gandy. Wow, yeah, it is my birthday. You know, it's really strange. I don't like, you know, I'm by nature, I know this is going to be a shock to the city, but by nature, I am an introvert. And for some weird reason, you know, it's easy for me to talk into a microphone. It's easy for me to speak to, you know, 10,000 people, but just one-on-one, you know, I don't do the parties. You know, I'm a pretty quiet person. So, and people always laugh. They're like, oh, you live an exciting life. And I'm like, no, I'm a pretty quiet person, Cassie, after I leave the building.
I'm shocked. You love to talk to every single person you meet. You're interactive. You introduce yourself. They tell you all about their life. Chat away.
I love you. I love hearing those stories. But for me, I don't know. My perfect world is just peace and quiet. It's the funniest thing.
On your front porch.
On the front porch, in the rocking chair. I literally, when I was at Fox News Channel, I had a Cracker Barrel rocking chair shipped up to Fox News Channel. And people would always come in. I can't tell you the number of people that would come in and sit in that, just to sit in the rocking chair. I'm like, you know, I'm like, people, I'm like, one day, who was it? It was, I think it was one of the Fox and Friends crew came in and said, Todd, I just need to sit in your rocking chair. And I'm like, sure, no problem. I have work to do, but sure, go ahead and enjoy a couple of, you know, laps in the rocking chair there. It's, you know, it is what it
25
is.
25 cents per sit.
Wow. You know what? That's it. You see, you're the entrepreneur. I should have charged. That's what I should have done. I should have charged a fee. Well, thank you very much. And thank you all. The birthday greetings are coming in on social media, and I certainly appreciate all of that. And I appreciate you guys. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And life is great. It is a blessing from God. Many of you know that in 2005, I nearly lost my life and went to the doctor and thought I had a case of bronchitis. And it turned out, you know, I was within about a week or so of dying. And fortunately, God just lavished me with great grace that I was certainly unworthy of and got a second chance. And I remember I have a mechanical heart valve. And the aortic valve, and it was replaced. And you know, it's tough. You know, I have to take a lot of medicine and do all this kind of stuff. And my doctor's always telling me to slow down. And I can slow down. We've got a city to save, doc. And but again, it's, I think after, you know, the lesson, people always ask you, so what did you, this is funny, Cassie, people, someone actually asked me this, so what did you learn after your open heart surgery? I'm like, what? I said, well, thank God for legal narcotics and be sure you have a good insurance plan. What do you want me to say?
There's a whole life lesson in there somewhere.
But, you know, I think for me there was, and it's to basically squeeze the life out of every single day you've got, because you really don't know when that last breath is going to be. And so that's what I do, and I love it. I love what I do. I love my work, and I love meeting our KWAM listeners. And that, for me, is a great joy. You know, I love our national audience, but for me, it's special whenever I'm on an airplane coming back from wherever I'm at and somebody, they're getting on. But normally I seat in, and I shouldn't be sharing this, but normally I sit in 1B. That's the seat of my choice, and 1B. And so I get to see everybody coming on board the plane. And the great joy for me is when somebody will lean down and whisper, hey, I really, you know, I love KWAM. Thank you for KWAM. That to me is makes it all worth it. Everything we do here, all the things they say about us in the other media, it's okay. And we're honored to be able to stand up for folks and give people a voice, right? I mean, that's what we do here is we're giving people a voice every single day. And that's an important thing. And, you know, they called one day I realized this, Cassie, you know, and this was another thing that, you know, God is very funny. I wouldn't say I was a timid child growing up, but I was a timid child growing up. And I think it was because of two incidents. I got hit in the face with a baseball during Little League. I thought, well, there goes the sports career.
Oh, no.
Then I was in Cub Scouts, and this actually happened. There may be somebody out there who remembers this happening. I was in the Christmas parade at in South Haven. As a little child, I was a member of the Cub Scouts, and we were on the back of a trailer, and I guess the guy, I have no balance. So anyway, I fell off the float. I just took a tumble right there in the middle of I think it was Main Street. So all that to say, I think as a result of that, I became a timid person. And now here we are standing up, and I realized one day, geez, Lou, they've called me every name in the book. I mean, everything you could call a person, they have called me. And it really doesn't matter anymore. I don't care what people say. And it's a great attitude to have, especially when you own a conservative talk radio station in an overwhelmingly blue city. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I really don't care what people say. We're going to keep speaking truth to the culture, and we're going to keep doing it every single day. And I just love, you know, I don't even know the vastness of our audience, but I know that you're out there, and we want to be your voice, and we also want to be your friend on the radio. And that is a genuine thing. One of the reasons we don't like to mail out our prizes, and Cassie, people say, that Starnes, he's a cheapskate. No, we could mail out the prizes, but we want to meet our listeners in person. We want to be able to shake their hand and say hello. And yeah, we're super busy, but we're never too busy to take a break and visit with our great listeners. And so many of you have dropped by KWAM to say hello, and that just means the world to I think really our entire staff. So, well, thank you for that. And that has completely exploded and blown up my entire opening monologue. But we're going to try to get to the big news of the day because we have some great news. And I think, again, when you look at what happened at the Shelby County Commission meeting last night, and there was some crazy stuff going down. You had Tawana who can she be kissing? She got kicked out. I mean, is this true? I was not there. I was watching all of this. And is that true that she got kicked out of the commission meeting? I mean, there was some language going down. I don't know if the hair was going up and the hoops coming off. I don't know if anybody did a fist fight, but it got ugly. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, there is some great news. And that great news is you're going to have a chance to elect a school board that will truly make a difference. Thank God for all of the commissioners who fought the good fight and won the day. I mean, what happened last night is a miracle, but I just want to say something here. Thank God for the Shelby County Republican Party, because without this newly energized, focused party, I don't think what happened yesterday would have happened. There has been such a ferocity with this Republican Party, and this is really not about politics, but it is because only one political party is actually standing up and doing something here. And what they're doing is they've got a backbone now. They went out there and when they elected the new leadership, they also got backbones. And they're standing up and they're fighting. And I think the people are seeing that. And by the way, you got to give credit to the Democrats who joined the Republicans, because let's get real. Education should not be a political thing, right? But thank God that the Republicans led the way, and you had considerate Democrats, thinking Democrats who understood, yeah, we do have problems and we got to fix this. So here's what's going to happen. All the school board members are going to be on the ballot, and we've got to be very careful about who those people are. So we're going to do our due diligence here at the Mighty 990. We're going to be vetting these folks. I know the all call has already gone out from the Shelby County Republican Party. People looking for candidates, anybody interested in running. I know our good friend, Dr. Frederick Tappan, has already mentioned that he is wanting to run for school board. He would be a tremendous addition to the school board. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you want to say happy birthday, we'll let you do that. Are you excited about what could happen in Shelby County Schools, in Memphis Shelby County Schools? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, here's what's coming up. We have a crazy story. You're not going to believe this, Cassie. So Dalton, my CEO, I hired Dalton. Dalton Glasscock runs our company and built it when we had $0 in the bank to where we are now, which has been an incredible blessing. Anyway, Dalton, he sends me a text message. It's a voicemail. We got a voicemail from the Daily Memphian. I'm like, oh, geez, Alou. And he said, what did you do now? What did you say? Well, it turns out that the Daily Memphian is doing a piece on these attacks on local restaurants, and they noticed that I was defending local restaurateurs, and they wanted to interview me. And I thought it was a pretty good interview. I haven't seen the piece yet, but we're going to talk about that because local restaurants are coming under attack for all, and all they're doing is providing free meals or discounts to federal agents, ICE agents, National Guard, and now there's a boycott being formed by leftist groups here. We're going to stand up and we're going to defend these restaurants, and we'll talk about that as well. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
The public is invited to a pre-hearing open house and combined public hearing to review and provide input on the proposed project to extend Jacksonville Parkway from Western Boulevard to New Bern Highway, which is intended to improve overall mobility in the area. The public meeting and hearing will be held on October 28th at Jacksonville Commons Elementary School. Located at 1121 Commons Drive North in Jacksonville. The pre-hearing open house begins at 5:30 and the formal hearing begins promptly at 6:30 p.m.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country. And by the way, just want to let you know, one of our KWAM traffic troopers driving in this morning said, Starnes, there is a crash at Byhalia Road at Winchester Boulevard. So be careful if you're over in that area. Also getting reports of a crash Thomas Street at Whitney Avenue. So be careful if you're over in the Fraser area. You might have a few delays there. By the way, if you see a traffic problem out on the roadways, you can give us a quick call, and we're happy to alert our listeners. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So look, there's a big story brewing. It happened last night. We got word that the Flying Fish, which has been in downtown Memphis for, 18 years, has officially shut down. Now, the restaurant is located, and it's right across from the Peabody, right? Is that on Second Street, I believe? And I have been there before. It's really good food. If you love fried seafood, fried catfish, shrimp, whatever, you're going to have a great time. It's not a big fancy restaurant. It's never meant to be a fancy restaurant. It's sort of like an old lake house feel. And so anyway, after 18 years, they're shutting down, and there was a post on the website, and they said, yeah, they're shutting down because of civil unrest in downtown. And there's a big sign on the door. They're gone. I mean, it's over. So there's not going to be a farewell. By the way, the guy that owns the Flying Fish also owns the Flying Saucer, and those restaurants are staying open. So anyway, just so you're aware of what's going on here, there are a bunch of radical leftists, and a lot of them live in the downtown area. And some of them claim that they don't like the term radical, but they are, because they go after anybody who dares suggest that there's a crime problem in downtown Memphis. Seriously. And they especially attack these restaurants. But the reality is there has been a crime problem, which is why we had the National Guard there. And the Daily Memphian sat down with the owner and said, look, business has been bad for the past couple of years. Now, the question we ought to be asking is if City Hall and the governor's office had really taken crime seriously, is it possible that a lot of these businesses could have been saved? Is it possible that the Flying Fish could have been saved had they simply cracked down on crime 2 years ago when it was really getting bad? So now people are upset. As a matter of fact, there was the Downtown Neighborhood Association is enraged over all of this, and they're saying that it's all not true, that Memphis downtown is especially one of the safest places to go in the city. So I'm just curious, ladies and gentlemen, your take on this, because a lot of people are now attacking the Flying Fish and saying that, well, here's what Jared Price, the Downtown Neighborhood Association president, had to say. I'm just reading his quote, and you can make of it what you will. This is the biggest damn joke I've seen in a while. Flying Fish, it may be because your inability to stay relevant as newer, more exciting dining experiences have come to downtown and are booming, such as Amelia Jean's, Esco, Felicia Suzanne's, Tonica, and more. Folks, we just had 4 to 5 new restaurants open in downtown and have flourished since their opening. Don't let folks like this use civil unrest as an excuse to bad business practices and failing attendance. You see what I mean? It's like it's all roses and ponies when you're opening a business, but when you're shutting it down and you're explaining why you're having to shut it down, then you become the enemy to these people. I mean, look at the DoubleTree just around the corner. They're shutting it down. There has been billions and billions of dollars in plans and developments that just have never materialized. And it's a shame. And I was telling the Daily Memphian reporter, and she was a very nice person, and I've seen her work on the restaurant side, and, you know, again, she's a good writer. So I haven't seen the piece she is working on, but I will say this about the restaurants. That's a tough business. It's always been a tough business, and I have a special place in my heart for small business owners because it's tough. When you've got to make payroll every week or every other week, you've got a lot of responsibility going. And I get that. And the profit margins are pretty tight in the restaurant industry. And I remember when I bought KWAM, it was right in the middle of this China virus pandemic. And we actually offered free advertising to restaurants and no strings attached, none. And a lot of people took us up on that opportunity. And there have been several folks that have come back later and told us, had it not been for that free advertising, they would have had to have closed their businesses. And that makes what we do here just worth it, because we want to help your businesses grow and we want to connect your business to our vast audience. I mean, that's the whole point of it. But the reality is, when you look at what's happening in downtown, and then what I told the reporter was, we deserve a great, beautiful, vibrant, thriving, safe downtown. And I think that is going to happen, but only because we've got the National Guard here rooting out all these bad criminals. But in the meantime, you've had many downtown businesses and many businesses, you know, not even in downtown. Look at Midtown, Cooper Young, for example, all the businesses shutting down there. It's not because they hate Memphis. It's because they can't survive in this current environment. And that's a tragedy. So maybe the Downtown Neighborhood Association, and they have been really notorious about this, because it's almost as if, remember the reporter at CNN when the George Floyd riots, when they were burning down Minneapolis, and you had the CNN reporter saying, oh, nothing's happening here except peaceful protest, and you literally had the skyline ablaze. That's the Downtown Neighborhood Association. And I get it. You want to promote your neighborhood, but people are getting shot in your hood. People are getting killed in your hood. Businesses are getting robbed in your hood. We just had a mass shooting on Beale Street. What was it, about a month or so ago? So, yeah, I mean, I want to be proud of the neighborhood as well. But you also have to be somewhat realistic when you do that. All right, enough of that. Got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. 5926. Coming up, we're going to give you some blow-by-blows of what happened last night at the Shelby County Commissioners meeting. What a great day for the commission. Well done, commissioners. Well done, all of you who turned out. We'll be right back, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm not in control of my show, and I think I just realized this. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. We are decked out with balloons. I am drinking my community coffee this morning, and we're celebrating my birthday. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A man who abandoned us, but we're welcoming back Ben Dieter on the line from D.C. Hey, Ben.
Happy birthday, old man. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Ben Dieter, what are you doing? Wait a second. I thought you were laid off as the government shut down.
The only thing that works is my cell phone in Washington. Everything is shut down. Everything's broken. But I knew it was your birthday today. I've been waiting, God, honestly, like 2 weeks. Like, I have this on my calendar because there's nothing else going on up here. So I had to call into the show. Wish you the biggest happy birthday ever. You know how much I love you, how much you've been, and maybe the listeners don't know this, but you've been being a great support system while I have not gotten a paycheck in, I don't know, 38 days. So really, I should be the one giving you all the birthday gifts, but it has been vice versa, and you've been very, very kind, which undermines your whole MO, Todd. So, big happy birthday.
I'm a far-right extremist, Ben. Come on now. I have a cold heart.
That's what I always heard, but no, you're it's helping true. This fed out anyhow.
Wow. Well, so Ben, I mean, this is crazy because the Schumer shutdown, we are nearing November 1st, and it's crazy. I'm curious, what is the vibe like? Because a lot of people, including yourself, you guys are not getting paychecks.
It feels like a funeral, honestly. I think at first, Todd, it felt like a snow day. You remember, like, as kids, you would get, well, I mean, I'm talking to a Memphis audience, so we really didn't see much snow, but you get the point. It's sub 30 degrees and you get that snow day. And at first it's really exciting. That was similar to like the first week. It was like, oh, sick. Like we get a week off, quote unquote. And that week turned into four. And so yesterday I was with a lot of GOP staffers. You know, one of the things we try to do is just make sure that we are on offense because we have everything to tell about the Democrats closing the government, doing it really to hold Americans hostage, ripping away. You look right there, even in Memphis, you have hundreds of thousands of people that are getting ready to lose their SNAP benefits because of one person, and that's AOC, not actually Chuck Schumer. So, you know, we're still strong and we're still sounding that alarm every single day that this is on the Democrats, but it's getting old and they need to open it up real quick.
Well, yeah, and because
but enough
you
of that, but enough about me, but enough enough. We're not talking politics. This is your birthday. What's going on? Do you feel good about your birthday? Do you hate your birthday? Is this a good thing that you've, you know, traveled around the sun one more time? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I woke up this morning, which is, it's a great thing. And I'm just not, I always forget that it's my birthday until I come in and there are giant balloons in the studio. And I'm like, oh, geez, Lou, it's birthday time again. It's kind of weird. I love being the one who does the surprising. But yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
My second question. Sorry, oh, I'm taking back my show.
I know you are.
What do you give Todd Starnes when you're running around with the president? You're going to Mar-a-Lago. You've been in the Oval Office. You got the White House cookie. What? I was thinking about this on my run this morning. What do I even send you? Because like we know your net worth is like $4 billion. So what do you want for your birthday?
Well, maybe it's fine, but anyway, why quibble? One of the things that I love is I love a handwritten note, and Glasscock worked with me through college. and through grad school and started the business. And he's been sending me, he sends me a handwritten letter, and I love a handwritten letter, and that means the world to me. So, yeah, I mean, I've got pretty much everything I need. The big problem, though, is Dieter, yesterday, this is great. We were going over to do a good deed. We were feeding the troops, our friends over at Cop Stop, and I know you know them quite well, just great people. And so, anyway, I pulled into Wanda Halbert's parking lot, and apparently there's like a metal thing there which got lodged into my tire. So I had to take it over to the, unlike you, I actually do car maintenance, right? So preventative maintenance. And I take it over to the car garage. Not only did I need a new tire, I needed a new battery, and it was time for the oil change. By the time I got out of there, it was like nearly $1,000 repair bill. So all that to say, I'm not doing much for my birthday tonight. Happy birthday, Todd. I got a new car battery.
You know, I was thinking about this. Maybe one of the best things for your birthday, because, right, other than the handwritten card, which I'll try to get you a letter. They've got a great gift shop here in the Capitol, but I think the post office is closed because they also got fired or furloughed or laid off. But what I was thinking, maybe the best birthday gift ever gifted to you was the National Guard. You know, you finally got your hometown. It's a bit safer. You can actually go down to Beale Street now without getting shot. I mean, is there a better birthday gift? And I'm just angry that I missed it all.
I love this. This is great. Ben Dieter, this is when you have to stop and announce who your guest is and what the station is and then ask another question.
Right. Anyways.
Well, no, you're going to have to do it. You have taken over my show now, so you've got to do it the right
way. Welcome back to the morning show. It is Starnes Country. What is that? Excuse me, no, I'm kidding. It's your show now. I do listen every single morning in my office building there in Rayburn. So it's fun to join you on air, and I'll have to either get back to Memphis or you get back to DC very, very soon.
So
celebrate appropriately.
A lot of people don't know this, Ben, but we have so many people going up to DC, and you become you're like a satellite office for KWAM. I know a lot of our listeners have been up, and you've been able to meet them and give them a tour of the Capitol building.
Oh yeah, it's pretty neat. I feel sometimes I obviously miss the morning show. That's why I listen to it every morning. I miss our listeners so much. Still homesick. However, because I'm in Tennessee's delegation and I'm working for a member who is running for governor and still very plugged into the state of Tennessee, I still am very aware of what's happening in the state. And still, when those people come from West Tennessee and they're on a business trip, or whether it's State Senator Brent Taylor or Luke, or I think Jenna Hackett, she was up here recently. You know, I feel like I never left, and we just get to bring the party to D.C. So to all of our listeners, if you're ever planning a trip to the Capitol, you're going to want to not go with the redcoats. Those are the Capitol Visitor Center people. They're stiff. They're boring. You come with me. I get you on the floor of the house, and I give you the Dieter tour, which I'm sorry, there's nothing better. What can I say?
I've heard it's a great tour. And by the way, is it true that you've done away with the power fro? Is that true?
Yeah, I look like a Republican now.
You can hear those are the Shelby County Republican ladies. They're very excited about this. I just want to warn you. I was called into a meeting, a big meeting, and I think it was the Conservative Women of Collierville, Republican Women of Purpose, the Shelby County Republicans Women, all the federations, all these ladies, and I think they're forming a militia. And the intent is to travel to D.C. and bring you back by force, if necessary, to the Mid-South. Just want to give you fair warning.
Well, you know I can't cook, so I'm real thin and frail now, Todd. I'm maxing out at like 115, not quite, maybe 120. So it's not going to be a tough task for those sweet ladies to drag my butt all the way back to the Bible Belt.
And when that happens, we're going to have Jim Lasapio just shut down Dale's, and we're going to stuff your face with country fried steak. So we'll do something about that weight. So Ben Dieter,
you know, go ahead. They flex their barbecue here, Todd. They think they have great barbecue in Washington. And I just think, oh my gosh, if our listeners, Todd, heard this, It's truly blasphemy, and it's terrible dry barbecue. I miss it so much.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, this is yet another reason why you need to come back. You know what? You're going to come back, and we'll co-host the show together one day. How's that?
Sounds like a dream.
All right.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Ben Dieter. Ben, thank you. Wow, what a surprise, and what a great man. What a great great thing he's doing. And you know, it really is sad. They got no money. It's these, and most of the people running our government are people like Ben Dieter. And I know that sounds frightening, but it's really not as frightening as it sounds. But they're just young kids, and they've got no money, and they still have to go to work every single day. And God love Ben Dieter, because he's been doing that. If you're at Memphis International Airport, you're going through TSA, and I know I've had my battles with TSA. But I want you to thank those people, because they're at the airport doing their jobs, doing what they're hired to do, but they're not getting any pay at all. So again, this is all on the Democrats, all on the Schumer shutdown. All right, we've got to take before we go to break though, Cassie, I want to play this crazy audio. You know, a lot of people are now threatening to target the rest of the grocery stores, and people are now calling for public looting. Walmart, all these big box stores, we're hearing that some of them are actually hiring security for November 1st. Here's a lady who has a message to all of you SNAP recipients out there. Take a listen.
Let me tell y'all something. Those that's talking about going out there making them videos, talking about y'all going to rob them people's stores because they done cut them SNAP benefits. Let me tell you something. You go out there, you going to give them folks every legal right to bop you across your head. Baby, they're going to be justified in bopping you across your head. You better learn how to cook some quick, cheap, easy meals. You could take some tuna, some cream of mushroom, a peas, and throw some noodles in it. You want to get fancy, crumble some crackers on the top. You got tuna casserole. Mm. You can take you some beans. I don't care if it's black bean, pinto beans. If you don't know how to make them homemade, you can buy them in a can from the Dollar Tree with some rice, baby, and you got beans and rice. Get you some cornmeal, honey, a little bit of oil, make some hot skillet cornbread.
Come on.
And you can take some peanut butter with some jelly and make a sandwich, grilled cheese with some bread, honey, and get your tomato soup. You got a meal, and sit down somewhere. Don't go out in them streets, because they gonna bop y'all in the head. Don't do it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Mid-South, don't get bopped in the head. We'll be right back.
The way he was dancing really turned me on. Made me jiggle my big booty all night long. Booty jigging to the right. Booty jigging to the left. Booty jigging to the back. Booty jigging to the front. Now cha-cha. To the right. Cha-cha.
Oh, wait a second. Is this Tawana? This is Tawana. Wow. Booty jigging. She's shaking that big booty. Are you shaking your booty, Memphis, after the big exciting news last night from the Shelby County Commission, where they overrode Mayor Lee Harris's veto? And we are going to have school board elections on the ballot in 2026. No doubt this will be challenged in court, but I believe that the people have spoken and the people are determined. God bless Commissioner Lowry for being that the final vote they needed to get this across the finish line. Now, last night, Tawana Murphy, she's one of the school board members, they're enraged. Because they feel like they have no one that they have to answer to at all. And that's been the big problem, is that they don't answer to the commission. They don't answer to the state. They don't answer to the parents or the teachers. They are there to line their own pockets. And those days are over. And hear me on this. My understanding is that there are going to be investigations, if not already underway. And we're going to get to the bottom of where all of this money has been going. And we're going to try to get Joe Kent on the show sometime this week. Joe has been doing, and I'm getting off on a slight tangent here, but Joe's been out there doing an incredible job exposing a lot of the grift and a lot of the malfeasance that's out there. And he's uncovered a boatload of it when it comes to MLGW and the money, the tens of millions of dollars that was supposed to be used for cutting back trees. But anyway, we'll get to that later this week. Right now, though, there was just a huge, huge brawl, during the commission meeting, words, a verbal brawl, where you had people removed from the commission meeting after they exchanged unpleasantries with Tawana Murphy of the Who Cat He Kissin' fame. So the alley, by the way, she reached out to us. Cassie, did I tell you this story? And maybe we should open this up to our listeners. Maybe you ought to start doing this for all future programming on KWAM. But Tawana actually pitched the idea of doing a show on KWAM.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm being serious. I know.
I thought that was a birthday joke.
No. It's not a birthday joke. Can we play the Who Cat He Kissin'? I wonder if that could be the theme song.
Your name is kissed before he kiss you. Do you know how many cats your name is kissed before he kiss you?
Okay, we're good. You know, I'm just shocked that did not become, you know, a number one hit on the Billboard charts. I'm shocked. But anyway, Tawana's wanting to do a show. Maybe we should poll our listeners. 901-260-5926. Would you listen to a Tawana Murphy talk show? I don't know. It could be entertaining. 901-260-5926. I'm not even sure where we are in the conversations, but that could really spice things up here at the Mighty 990. But again, Tawana going at it with these folks in the school board meeting, and it was all happening in real time. And I'm like, who in the world? I know that Luke Symbol was there, and Elisa Arnold was there. A good many people from the Republican Party were there in the audience, and they spoke. By the way, you got to hear this. There was one guy who had some interesting comments directed at Mayor Lee Harris. Take a listen. You know what? We may not have that soundbite. My apologies. So we'll get back to that. We'll play that again tomorrow because we have a lot more to say about what happened at the meeting yesterday. I do want to play. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to address this the situation with a restaurant called De Sandwich Spot. Oh, it's like, do you want mayo on De Sandwich? Is that? Oh, okay, I get it. So it's the sandwich shop, but they call it De Sandwich. De Sandwich Spot, that's over on Park Avenue. They have a sign that they posted on the front door of their restaurant saying that ICE, members of ICE, no federal officers are allowed in their building. And they did, one of the far left activist groups did a video, and they went in and interviewed the owner, and they call themselves a black owned business and resource hub. And I'm not sure what that's all about, but that's what that is. And so anyway, they interview the owner, and De Sandwich Spot owner says that they don't want anybody from ICE, anybody from the federal government, they don't want any National Guard people coming into their restaurant and eating because they want to provide a safe space for their customers. You can't make this up. So in doing so, and I hate to break this to the owner, but if I'm ICE, if I'm Homeland Security, you know what I'm doing? I'm setting up in the parking lot across the street, and I'm going to be, if you're telling me that your restaurant is a hub for illegals and the criminals here in the Mid-South, you better believe I'm setting up surveillance, and we're going to be coming in, and we're going to be raiding your restaurant, arresting these bad guys. Because here's the deal. We have yet to hear of a single report of someone who has been arrested and thrown out of the country and they weren't supposed to be here, right? So not a single person, not a single innocent person so far has been arrested. So it tells me that if you're not doing anything wrong, then you got nothing to fear. All that to say, and De Sandwich Shop, if that's the way you want to run your business, all right, that's on you. I would encourage you folks to be sure to do business at a restaurant that actually loves our city and loves law enforcement. And we're going to share that list with you tomorrow. Got to run, everybody. Thank you for the birthday greetings. We'll see you at 11 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990 KWAM.